I don't know what I'ma do without you. Took me so long just to get around you. Now I'm dead all in my head attached to. I don't know what I'ma do without you. I don't know what I'ma do without you. Took me so long just to get around you.
Camera's good.
Welcome to the Brett Frost Sports Podcast, the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall, and the Italian Stallion, Joe LaSala. Niners drive down from Youngstown into the Nasty Natty, and they put on an absolute show. Now, Joe LaSala, you were critical of the offense after week one. I believe you gave them a D-plus rating. They must have been tuning in. They drop 41 in the Nasty Natty. Clearly, the offensive line was getting some push. Breida goes off, averages over 10 yards a carry. Joe LaSala, reaction to week two.
Offensive performance of the week. What an absolute clinic. Kyle Shanahan coming into Youngstown, showing he's the offensive mind of the NFC West. We carry the ball 40 times, 260 yards. Averaging 6 yards a carry against a decent defense in Cincinnati. Offense, 600 yards in total. We have another 300 in the air with Garoppolo. It was just a clinic. Each time we had the ball, we were converting on third downs, driving down the field. Did we even have to punt the ball?
We never got to fourth down. We were five of we did punt twice. I think Stovall's correct. We were 5 of 9 on third down, 571 total yards, like you said. It was insane.
It was a clinic. Everyone was having fun. We were getting contributions from multiple players. Deebo Samuel, the rookie, coming in, 5 catches, 80-plus yards, his first touchdown. We have the backs in Raheem Mostar and Breida, each looking just incredible. They're so shifty, so versatile. It's hard to get a hand on them, and when you do, they're breaking tackles. I mean, it was one of the funner games to watch. It was, once again, just a clinic. So let me get your thoughts on this.
Joe, what did you say last week? You were not impressed by the offense?
Was not impressed. Gave them a D+. Very critical. Did not like what I saw. Holding penalties. Garoppolo looked lost, but it was a different story this week.
Yeah, I would say we're giving them an A+, maybe. Garoppolo was in pure form, in his element right there. I mean, we were giving him hate for, well, some of us were giving him hate for in week one due to the fact that he didn't have the significant yards. He wasn't making all the passes he should have. But then again, in week one, it was all defense, right? The majority of it was defense. So we got to see the offensive shine. The offense just shined bright. So, I mean, looking down the road, we're looking pretty solid here.
Stovall, Kittle with a 36-yard reception. Goodwin with a 38-yard reception. Samuel with a 39-yard reception. We were getting big plays. And that's what we got to do if we're going to make a run. We got to find a way to make big plays. Jimmy G only one pick last week.
Which was a pretty ugly pick, but yeah, I think he threw into like triple coverage or something like that. That happens though. But I mean, he got the job done.
Also, Stovall, Dante Pettis update. Did not have a single catch last week. He did have that trick play though. 16-yard throw on the little trick play. What'd you see there, Stove? Kyle Shanahan stirring it up.
He's proven to himself once again that he is a mastermind on offense. Like his play decision, his play drops, the guy knows what he's doing, and his wizardry, I'd like to say his wizardry on drawing up those plays. Gosh, I like it.
So Stove, it turns out Pettis is in Shanny's doghouse right now. He did not show up to camp in shape, apparently. Yeah. That's the rumor. So it looks like Deebo is stepping up into that role. What'd you see from
Deebo's playing that role really nicely.
What'd you see from Deebo? What do you see him investment wise too? Where do you see him going? I know you and I bought some of his stock.
Yeah, we're buying stock.
How do you feel about Deebo?
Well, first of all, we're buying stock, and for everybody else, don't buy it so we can get it at a lower price, right? Keep,
dude, he's dirt cheap right now, he's honestly. Dirt cheap.
Buy low, sell high. Debo, I think, is a hold. I think you're buying and you're holding for him because what he's been able to prove, I think he did have a couple of times where it didn't look too good when he was running the ball. I think he may have like almost coughed up a ball once or twice. So he just needs to work on that ball security a little bit, but he's the guy who can show us that run after the catch is a huge deal. And you saw him after his catch, he took off running. He kind of reminds me of a Julian Edelman type of player where he just fits that slot and he just gets in there physical, and scrappy.
Exactly. Physical, undersized, but you wouldn't know it because he's got that heart of a lion, Stovall. Sticks his nose in there, straight out of South Carolina, SEC.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, dude, he's a tough kid.
Yeah. So that's what I like seeing. I like seeing these guys who are just willing to get a little dirty, get their hands dirty and make those plays, you know? Don't be a baby, don't cry about it, just get it done.
All right, Joe, I got to go back to the Italian Stallion, Joe LaSala. What did you see from the defense? I know that last touchdown they gave up was a meaningless touchdown. I mean, they were stout all day. Clearly the Red Rocket was not comfortable, like you said. Elaborate on that D, Joe.
Yeah, so Cincinnati gets the ball first drive. We just score, and Cincinnati drives it down the field and gets a touchdown. We're thinking we have ourselves a game here. It might be an offensive shootout. But no, the next couple of possessions, the defense just clanker down. They hold Cincinnati. They're no longer driving. We're forcing punts. We're getting to Dalton. The pass rusher looked good once again, and the defense was stout.
I mean, to have Dalton average 6 yards per pass, that's getting the job done, is it not?
It was. Yeah. No, they got the job done all day.
Only giving up 25 yards on the ground.
Bend don't break. Dalton was getting some throws there, driving it a little bit, but we didn't give up points. We forced punts and we got the job done. The defense did what they had to do. And let's keep in mind, they're not fully healthy there. Bosa still has a little bit of a weak ankle. He's not 100%. And, you know, that matters.
All right, Joe, man, we're gonna go ahead and look ahead to week 3. Niners 2-0 right now. If an NFL team starts the year off 3-0, I believe it's a 95% chance of making the playoffs. Mm. Steelers come in without Big Ben. He's out for the year. What do you see Sunday, Joe?
I think we have a potential for the game of the week. I know a lot of people are down on Pittsburgh right now, but that's a team that has faith in themselves, and they're down 0-2 right now. They don't have a win. They're hungry. They want one. Mason Rudolph came in last week. He threw 2 touchdowns. He showed he was competent. And I think this is a game where we can easily kind of loosen the reins and think they have a rookie coming, not a rookie, but they have a backup quarterback coming in and that we don't have to take them as serious, but that's not the case. Pittsburgh's still a deadly team. They have weapons and they have potential. If we come in serious, we're gonna easily take this game and go 3-0, going to Monday Night Football against the Browns. Undefeated.
Stovall, what do you see coming, dude? Coming week 3. Train's I know there's rumors. What'd you say?
Train's coming.
Toot toot.
Mm-hmm.
but I heard there's a lot of tickets have been being sold, wheeling and dealing. It is opening day, but apparently there's gonna be a lot of terrible towels out there. What do you think about that?
Steelers,
you
think the home crowd always travel well. What I've seen in the past, Steelers fans always travel well. So regardless of what arena or stadium that they're playing in, there's always going to be those terrible towels. There's always going to be a good Steeler base. They have a pretty good fan base in general. Sometimes a little bit of sore losers I've seen, just from personal experience and what I've seen. But who's their weapons? You know, like what are they going to do? A lot of people thought that possibly they could be Super Bowl contenders at the beginning of the year. I saw some analysts pick that.
They were kind of the wild card.
Yeah, they're kind of the wild, which, yeah. I mean, they could have been a dark horse, but Juju is not a number one wide receiver. Their running back has been kind of banged up here and there. Obviously, Big Ben going out for this season hurts for the fantasy team because I had him, but obviously him
of
going out.
Of course you had him.
Of course I had him. Everybody I have always gets hurt. So, with that being said, I don't know if Rudy Rudolph over here can lead the team to victory down the road. So I see the Niners pulling this one out.
So Joe, we got to get your gambling segment in here really quick. So the Niners open up 8-point favorites. I believe now they're 7-point favorites. Do the Niners cover the spread?
I do not have the Niners covering the spread. I have us winning, but it's going to be by a field goal.
Wow. Okay. Okay. A score prediction? Can we get a score prediction out of you?
Score prediction? Yeah. I'm going to go 34-31 Niners.
Ooh.
Offense is coming in hot. They're not slowing down.
Ooh.
Train's coming.
Train's coming. Let's go. Stovall, we got to go around the shield a little bit. We got to go around the shield. Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Chiefs come to the town, mate. Come to Oakland.
Town, man.
Get down 10-0. I go, Stovall, Oakland's rallying here. Okay, that one quarter's over. Maybe they hang around. Mahomes says, puts on an absolute show in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was a clinic.
Four touchdowns, is doing the Steph Curry hold the follow through, putting on an absolute show in Oakland. Stovall, is it safe to say Mahomes is is Steph Curry of the NFL as far as a showman goes? I mean, the sidearm throws, the no look throws, the opposite hand throws, the confidence, the swagger, Stovall, the joyful. He just plays with such joy, like Steph does. He's box office.
He's you gotta watch him. I mean, he's what Tyreek Hill is still hurt, yet the guy is throwing four touchdowns in one quarter to frankly people I haven't even heard of. like let's be honest, I haven't even heard of a couple of these guys, and we were calling one guy by the wrong name the entire second quarter, and we learned it was somebody else. So these guys are practically no-namers, and he's dropping dimers to them, Steph Curry like. And I believe we were even talking about it once the Chiefs scored their first touchdown, it was 7-10. I was like, this game is over. They're about to go on a tear. And what happened? They did. Obviously, they didn't score in the second half, but the explosiveness of his abilities are Steph Curry-esque.
It's like Curry. He just gets hot.
Yeah, he just
like
goes Curry, hot.
It's like, you know, the other team's hanging around. Maybe Portland gets up 10, right? Yep. In the playoffs, gets
thinking
up double
digits.
Thinking
they have a chance.
And they think they have a chance. They get their hopes up, and it's Steph Curry. I'm going to rip your heart out, and I'm going to enjoy ripping your heart out, and I'm going to do it with a smile on my face.
Yeah, I'm going to jumping around up and down. And not even that. I don't think they scored a touchdown inside the red zone. They didn't score one touchdown inside the red zone. All of the touchdowns were from beyond the red zone. So he's just lobbing them up there, just having a blast. I mean, he kind of even looks like Steph Curry a little bit.
That's hilarious. Joe, I got to go over to you, dude. So the Giants decide, say, Eli, we're putting you on the bench. We're bringing in Daniel Jones. They're already calling him Danny Dimes. he looked great in preseason. Granted, it's just preseason. His accuracy was off the charts, though. What do you see out of Danny Dimes? Are they just throwing him to the wolves or what?
I mean, this guy is going to get eaten alive. I think he'll be a lot better than Eli. Let's be real. Eli's been lost for 3 years. They're still searching for him. I don't know where he went, but he's been throwing to fans in the stands, and it's just been ugly. I mean, let's go back to that game. I don't even think he had a completed pass going into the second quarter and near halftime. All their yards were Saquon Barkley. And
Saquon.
Yeah, exactly. He had 10 carries, 60 yards, kind of like keeping the Giants in it a little bit, and then Eli is just, there's nothing there, so... I think this is the choice you have to make if you're the Giants. You go to the rookie here. He showed potential in preseason, like you said. It's the end of an era. I think the Mannings are out of football. I think this is it.
So you think he's retiring?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why he'd go back in. No one's trading for him and starting him, and this has got to be the end of the road for the Mannings.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Eli's over with. I mean, he had those two most incredible playoff runs. I don't know, him and Flacco, right? Just insane. Those insane playoff runs, could never get it done in the regular season. Kind of the opposite of Peyton in a way. Peyton was one of the greatest regular season quarterbacks of all time. So you're saying it's over for the Giants. Is it safe to say, like, are they just lining up for the future now? Like, were they think this was their plan all along?
Yeah, they're not competitive in this division. They're not a playoff team. They need to start. They need to pick up new pieces. They have a running back. They have that, but other than that, there's really nothing going for the Giants right now. They're in a tough division. Dallas is clearly the best team in that division, and there's just no way they can compete with them at this point.
120%. Stovall, I got to go back to you really quickly. I know you're not high on this draft class. Kyler Murray kind of has had, you know, put up some decent numbers, right? I mean, on the road.
Yeah, it was
respectable numbers.
Yeah.
What'd you see out of him? What do you see out of this rookie class, Stove? Anyone standing out yet? You're still not high on it?
Well, hopefully my boy Jones out of New York is going to do something well.
Is he on the fantasy squad?
Of course he's on the fantasy team. Actually, I drafted him. He was a late round draft pick for me on my fantasy team. But I don't know. I'd like to see what he has to do. I mean, the wide receivers on the Giants, they're all out. Yeah, like Sterling Shepard is out. Tate is still suspended. So those are two big assets for the Giants that they haven't been playing with. But I mean, I think now looking at it, I don't know. It's only game two. I mean, we're only in week two. I mean, obviously week three just started in that terrible, terrible performance by Tennessee. But I don't know, dude. I think it's pretty soon. But Bosa he's shining for me. Like the guy is shining. He's getting to the quarterbacks. He's making them feel under pressure. And that's a huge thing that we didn't even have last year for the Niners is pressure on the quarterback. And now we're getting that pressure and you're seeing what's happening. You know, we're seeing overthrown balls. We're seeing missed play. It's just, I'm liking what I see.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming on once again. This is the number one sports podcast in the peninsula. We're going to keep dropping that Niners heat. We're going to keep having additional interviews. DM me for Q&As, topic ideas, anyone you think who should come on the show. We're going to keep dropping the heat. I will be at the patio Saturday, sitting there eating nachos, watching college football. Come through, say what up. It's going to be great. Oregon, Stanford. We got Georgia, Notre Dame. We got Auburn, A&M, I believe. I mean, it's going to be a great Saturday. Come through, say what up. We're going to keep dropping heat. You guys have to subscribe, okay? Subscribe will help us grow. The 5-star rating's not enough. Hit that subscribe button. Share. Help the dream become a reality. I love you all. Peace.